AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley telling voters she deserves to win in New Hampshire today.
I didn't get here because of luck. I got here because I outworked and outsmarted all the rest of those fellows.
She is trailing Donald Trump in the polls, and it's a lead that could be hard to overcome, says ABC News political director Rick Klein.
If she has blown out anything like the Trump's victory last week, I just don't see how there's a path forward for her any more than it was for Ron DeSantis or Chris Christie or the other candidates who have already fallen by the wayside.
The Oscar nominations are out. Oppenheimer leads the pack with 13 nods. Poor Things had the second most nominations with 11, followed by Killers of the Flower Moon with 10 and Barbie with 8. 21 Israeli service members killed in Gaza, marking the deadliest ambush since the October 7th Hamas attacks that started the Israel-Hamas war. U.S. and U.K. part of a joint operation targeting Houthi rebels who say they will continue attacking trade ships in the Red Sea until Israel stops its attacks in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Wisconsin is in a good position fiscally as he delivers his State of the State address tonight. Wisconsin has a projected $4 billion budget surplus. The speech will air tonight at 7 on many Civic Media radio stations. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put an abortion ban after 14 weeks to a binding statewide referendum in April. But even abortion opponents have misgivings. Jack Hoogendyke is with Wisconsin Family Action.
93% of abortions occur before the 13th week of pregnancy. To prohibit abortion at 14 weeks is virtually meaningless.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. If it passes, Governor Evers is likely to veto it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. In Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Katrina Shanklin picked up a key endorsement on Monday from current Congressman Mark Pocan. Shanklin is one of three Democrats running to unseat Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. A man facing charges in a fatal shooting in La Crosse last week was in court on Monday. 41-year-old Alan Fry will be held on a $750,000 cash bond after allegedly killing his stepfather after an argument over a coat last Thursday. La Crosse police said the man is also a suspect in a house fire the same night last week. He will appear in court on January 31st and is facing a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Two people have been taken into custody after a man was found dead in Juneau County on Thursday. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office said the death of 57-year-old Floyd Burdick of Grand Marsh is being investigated as a homicide. No charges have been filed yet. An earlier release called the death suspicious. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee beat the Pistons in Detroit for the second time, 122-113, part of a two-game series. Chris Middleton with 26 points, surpassing the big dog Glenn Robinson as the third highest career scorer in Bucks history. He also had a few words with his teammates late in the game.
Just to take away confusion, that's all it was. So, you know, guys make their calls, stay with it. We all honor the call of what's being said out there. That's the only way we beat one team and we stay on the same page. That's all. That was about.
The Bucks returned to Pfizer form Wednesday night for the start of a two-night stand against the Cleveland Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers continue meetings following their season-ending loss to the 49ers. I asked Preston Smith what he told the younger players that they need to be thinking about next.
You know, we got to have a championship offseason. We got to focus on the things that we can improve on and come out there and make sure that our weaknesses are our strengths now and that we improve on the things we're good at.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Nita meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. With that kind of warmth, it's bringing fog. Overnight, freezing fog is possible as temperatures drop to 31. And by tomorrow afternoon, a chance of freezing rain, which will flip to regular rain, rapidly melting our snow. Right now, 33 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair coming to you live from my kitchen, and Greg and Calvin are coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We do have very slippery conditions around the state, so be careful. If you don't have to, it would be a good thing to stay home. There are still some pretty icy conditions around, so keep that in mind. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. In about 15 minutes, we're going to talk about Governor Evers' State of the State address tonight. I would like to know, last year when he gave his State of the State address, he said it was going to be 2023 was going to be the year of mental health. So what would you like the governor to target in 2024 if it has to be just one or two things? Is it childcare? Is it guns? Is it school safety? What are things that are top of mind with you? And I'd love to know what you would like to hear Governor Evers talk about tonight during his address. 844-967-2789. I'm going to sidetrack just for a moment, and I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
Like doing the
on
grinny.
Whatever. Like... you know, it would be a beautiful thing.
I think we should do a series of videos of the board lord Calvin B teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance. All the cool steps that the kids are doing. Because as our resident young person, Calvin, you're really on the dance steps and the moves that the youngsters are doing. Am I right? It's weird to be. I can look at Calvin now. It's great.
I know, through the window. I know.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer. So I don't know.
Well, it's not about good, Calvin.
Teaching people.
No one cares about
good. Not about
quality.
Good. We can make this happen.
It's more of a vibe thing. I don't know if it translates to a video. It probably would just look very.
Did you hear that, people?
Very awkward.
Calvin's just about vibes, baby. It's about the vibes, Jane.
Well, we'll never know until we film it, so we'll just have to keep that in the back of our minds.
I think we need to request a film crew.
Oh, that would be great. On our other list of asks, yes. Okay, moving along. We were just talking about fair maps and what that could mean for more competitive districts, and maybe some of our representatives who have been in office for a long time might actually face a challenger who has a chance. And subsequently, this leads me to Glenn Grothman, who has been in the state legislature since 2014. So he's been there for a decade. I don't know any specific things that he has done for his constituents, but he is in the news again. Earlier this month, on January 11th, Wisconsin's own Congressman Glenn Grothman introduced legislation allowing pilots and other civil aviation personnel to report, it used to be UFOs, now it's UAPs, anomalous phenomena without fear of negative career repercussions.
I didn't know there were repercussions if you said something. That was like, if you're a pilot, like, hey, I saw a little whirling thing of silver. Like, keep that to yourself. I didn't know that.
It's called the Safe Airspace for Americans Act. It requires the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration to set up procedures and reporting requirements for incidents relating to unidentified anomalous phenomena. It specifically requires civilian aircrew, FAA air traffic controllers, flight attendants, maintenance workers, dispatchers, and airlines to report their UFO encounters to the FAA. He is hoping the need for transparency will better protect the safety and security of American citizens. In a poll from 2019, a Gallup poll from 2019, 68% of Americans surveyed said, quote, the U.S. government knows more about UFOs than it's telling us.
And Glenn Grothman wants to make sure that the whistleblowers are protected.
As you said, Greg, I didn't realize that there were a lot of concerns about repercussions.
Yeah.
If you go to your airline, you know, if you're an airline pilot and you go to American Airlines and say, you guys, I saw something really strange the other night.
I mean this out of all due respect. I'm not trying to make fun of pilots or anybody who do those jobs, especially in the military. But I figured if you said something, they just laughed at you. And I mean that. Like, they're like, oh, sure, Steve. Sure, you did. Okay, cool deal. All right. You know, have a good night. I didn't realize there were such repercussions that required legislation from the foremost Wisconsin congressman that is Glenn Grothman to take on.
Grothman said in an interview with the Journal Sentinel, we've heard from pilots. They're sometimes afraid to report things. They may not know where to report it and may be afraid to report it because then they might be subject to a mental health evaluation, or they're afraid someone's going to say they're crazy. I think more important than giving them a place to report is that they know they're not going to be subject to any negative stuff in their career. So Mr. Grothman does not cite any list of people who have lost their jobs for reporting UFOs, but we're going to make sure it doesn't happen in case it happens.
And I just want to see him. So if you don't know, Glenn Grothman is a prolific tweeter about his escapades and the county, state, and local fairs. He loves a pancake breakfast.
He does love a good breakfast.
He loves a good flapjack. And I gotta say, I just want to see him go to his home constituents, his constituents around the area, and really campaign on this. Because I don't think he has anything else to campaign upon. But he can say, hey, have you seen Little Green Men? Well, now we live in a safe. He's about making safe spaces. That's Glenn Grothman right there. That's growth, man.
Well, as I was researching this a little bit earlier this morning, again, Glenn Grothman wanting to protect people who see UFOs. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I stumbled on another article from Vice, actually from yesterday.
Yeah.
Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick was once in charge of a DC-backed agency that its job was to look into claims into unidentified anomalous phenomenon, the new term for UFOs.
Yeah.
He stepped down in December and just now published a letter in Scientific Americans explaining why he quit. Essentially, because congressional leaders believe in conspiracy theories with absolutely no substantial proof. From Dr. Kirkpatrick, quote, our efforts were ultimately overwhelmed by sensational but unsupported claims, ignoring contradictory evidence that captured the attention of policymakers and the public and driving the public narrative. So essentially, the man who was in charge of looking into claims of UFOs and encounters with UFOs basically said it's impossible to do this job because so many Congress people believe in conspiracy theories.
I can't even imagine some of the messages he gets or he used to get. I mean, that's embarrassing.
At least we know.
Yeah, okay. If you believe in the, what are they called now? UA
UAPs.
UAPs, UFOs. If you believe in that stuff, that's fine. Okay, cool. Cool deal. I don't. I have my reasons. I don't want to get into it right now. Or if you want to get into it, 844-967-2789. But you're professional working in the government in a high-ranking position, and you're getting messages from congressmen, elected individuals who are like, I can only imagine what the crazier ones were beyond UAPs. Like we need to examine whether or not this earth is solid, because I've heard it's hollow, full of lizard people in the middle. What are we doing to curtail this?
What are we doing about the lizard people, Greg?
I heard they love crushing taxes and socialist programs. You know, I just can't.
But it's interesting when you bring up about, and we've seen this again, and I think of Representative Chip Roy, who's from Texas, I believe, on the House floor going, I have nothing to go home and campaign on to my constituents.
Yes.
We have done nothing.
Yes.
Just a reminder, this Congress has been the least productive Congress in history, which is really saying something.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, that's the thing. That's the only bit of sympathy I have for individuals. No, I have sympathy for them for that. It's like, there have to be, even if they disagree with me, if they're like, whatever, you know, they believe completely differently than me or you or whatever, they're still there to do work, and they're still there to go home and take that work home and say, this is what I'm doing for all of you. Yeah, if you can't campaign on anything, you didn't do your homework. You aren't doing your projects. No term papers are being done. Why should we reelect you? Why should you get to go to the next grade?
Well, and again, I look at your elected officials seriously and look at what they have brought back and done for you directly, for your district.
Yeah.
What have they done to your, you know, for road improvements, for infrastructure improvements? What have your elected officials done for you lately? And I would love to be among Mr. Grothman's constituents and have him come back with this bill and say, see, I have your best interest at heart. I am going to make sure that if you see a UFO, no one will laugh at you.
Well, to you, Representative Glenn Grothman, we salute you. You are a hero, and we love you. I don't know.
For alien hunters everywhere, you're good. You should be good to go.
Yeah,
again,
exactly.
This has not been acted on yet.
Yes,
it has
true.
Only been authored. So we'll see how far along this goes. But good to know. If you see,
if you see something, say something.
Now there will be an agency you can go to, except the guy who was qualified to run it before quit, because you're all listening to conspiracy theories. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. When we return, Governor Evers is giving his State of the State address tonight. What would you like to hear him focus on for 2024? 2023, he declared the year of mental health, with a lot more emphasis on improving access to mental health treatments. What would you like to see this time around? 844-967-2789. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State Address, Tuesday night at 7 here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by, and if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, and the Slide C on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us, if you want to take a look at my kitchen, you can watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and you can leave a comment there as well. Tony Evers will be delivering his State of the State address tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on PBS Wisconsin. You can also watch it. It'll be streaming on wisi.org, which is a really, it's a great asset to use if you've never checked it out. They stream all kinds of things and all kinds of hearings coming from the state capitol. So if you want to watch the State of the State speech tonight, that is where you can catch it. Last year, Tony Evers focused on 2023 as the year of mental health. We're asking you, what would you like to see the focus be this year? 844-967-2789.
Angie from Monroe, listening on WMDX, says that she wants to hear about the Year of Freedom for Women.
Bravo, and Angie.
Absolutely, especially what the GOP is cooking up right now in the face of the State of the State with the new proposed abortion ban on 14 weeks. I mean, I don't know. I just don't, like, State of the State for a moment aside, I just don't understand this point of motivation, because you have Justice Janet voted in with an overwhelming majority. You have these sorts of abortion bans just failing at the polls, and yet they want to say, if the people say yes, we're going to try to do it. I don't think the people are going to say yes by referendum. I think you're going to see the same thing you always see with these hot button issues that most people agree with. Marijuana, people want it. Gun control, people want it. Abortion, they want access to it. I don't see how the GOP wins.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I go back to Kamala Harris was in Waukesha County yesterday. She was in Big Bend.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. which legalized a woman's right to get an abortion in this country. And of course, that was overturned by Dobbs in the summer of 2022. And Todd Alba was talking about that on his program. And sometimes I wonder if we talk about it too much, the issue of abortion and the ramifications of what these various laws around the country are doing. And then I heard this very nice woman call into Todd's show yesterday, and she said, no one is asking a pregnant woman whose baby has died to carry it full term. And Todd said, essentially, yes, they are.
Yeah.
And there are states where there are no exceptions for anything, not for rape, not for incest, and not for the life of the mother. So if your the child you are carrying dies at 3 months or 4 months, if that child is removed, that is technically an abortion, and therefore you have to carry the child to term, even though the child is dead. And I think it's important that we keep talking about it for that nice woman who called in yesterday, who genuinely did not know.
Yeah.
She genuinely did not know that.
Because they do not make their, because they come out with absolutely no lines of, there's no compromise. Even if they were to say, all right, life of the mother, fine. You can have it, but they don't. But they also don't say anything until it comes to court, like in Texas. and they're forcing this woman to leave the state, and they're threatening any doctors who will help her. And now it's just, and you have individuals like this wonderful lady who doesn't understand, because yeah, of course they're not. Of course they're not making women carry the babies, but they are. And that's why we need more education and more talking about it. I'm sure Dr. Lyle would be like, we got to talk about it every day. Open the day up, close the day out. Let's talk about it.
It's just important that people are clear on what these restrictions mean for people in the real world and the ramifications that they're having in the real world for women who are alive now. And I go back to another case in Texas where a woman was refused medical treatment because she was having issues with her pregnancy. She lost the child. They wouldn't treat her. She lost the child, and she became infertile because of that. Mm-hmm. And therefore, she was not allowed to take part in a lawsuit against the state of Texas because she was no longer fertile. She no longer had any interest in the case. What an insult.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an insult. It's astonishing to me. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay is joining us. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much. What did you want to say?
I have a couple of things I need to say. So have either one of you had a string of unfortunate events happen close to each other and you're just like, why me?
Yeah. You know, sure. Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I seem to be having that. I do DoorDash for a living. And today I locked myself out of my car while I was running. And then the other day I was at the store and my zipper broke that my wallet was in. So I had to break into my own zipper on my jacket. So that's just been my luck lately. With that being said, I was actually, I heard that woman that called on Todd's show yesterday, and I was actually sharing my story of my wife who, had a miscarriage and she had to get it surgically removed. And then after that horrible dilemma, was told that she had an abortion, which by definition, they weren't lying, but it's still horrible for someone to go through that trauma and then have to hear that on top of that when she fully wanted to carry that baby to term.
Sure.
Here's the thing. We have to realize in this country that my wife is just one of thousands of people that this is happening to. And at this point, if you're okay with that happening to a woman, I have some serious questions for you as a human being, because I watched my wife, it destroyed her. To this day, when I bring it up, she still gets emotional about it. And I don't think you fully understand the impact it has on these people, not only physically, but emotionally. That is scar and baggage that she will probably carry for the rest of her life.
Oh, Stephen, and you've shared this with us before, and I did hear you when you were talking to Todd yesterday. We're so sorry for your loss and what you and your wife have gone through, and that she is still struggling with this. That's just, it's not right and it's not fair. And my heart goes out to you. Thank you so very much for sharing. And again, we're going to keep talking about this because I think it's important to clarify for people the real world ramifications of real women who are on the ground. Yeah. We have a text from Jake from Milwaukee who says pro-life is a lie. Look at what other things these people support. I do believe that pro-life people for the most part are very well-intentioned.
Yeah.
I do. I believe they're very well-intentioned, but I believe that they are misinformed.
And sheltered, sometimes sheltered.
And potentially sheltered. Yeah. So again, thank you for calling, Stephen. Thank you for texting. When we return, the Oscar nominations are out. The Razzie nominations are out. And we remember a wonderful, wonderful director who directed a couple of my favorite films. That's all on the way. News is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490. This is what lacrosse is talking about. This is Eagle 1490.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl in Chippewa Falls almost 2 years ago will be tried in adult court. Court documents show the judge in the case made the ruling yesterday. The defendant's lawyers were trying to keep him in juvenile court to avoid a life prison sentence. The suspect was 14 years old when Lily Peters was killed. No trial date has been set yet. A bumper crop of U.S. college graduates boosted their earnings by $14 trillion between 2010 and 2020. But the head of the study says racial gaps persist. Tony Carnevale is with Georgetown University.
The way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A man facing charges in a fatal shooting in La Crosse last week was in court on Monday. 41-year-old Alan Fry will be held on a $750,000 cash bond after allegedly killing his stepfather after an argument over a coat last Thursday. La Crosse police said the man is also a suspect in a house fire the same night last week. He will appear in court on January 31st and is facing a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. A homicide case in northwestern Wisconsin that brought nationwide attention will remain in adult court. 10-year-old Lily Peters was killed almost 2 years ago in Chippewa Falls. Yesterday, Chippewa County Judge Steve Gibbs denied a reverse waiver petition to move the case to juvenile court. The lone suspect, a teenager who was 14 at the time the murder took place, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If convicted, the teenager faces a mandatory life sentence in prison. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendage with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks beat the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee beat the Pistons in Detroit for the second time, 122-113, part of a two-game series. Chris Middleton with 26 points, surpassing the big dog Glenn Robinson as the third highest career scorer in Bucks history. He also had a few words with his teammates late in the game.
Just to take away confusion, that's all it was. So, you know, guys make their calls, stay with it. We all honor the call of what's being said out there. That's the only way we beat one team and we stay on the same page. That's all that was about.
The Bucks returned to five-serve form Wednesday night with the start of a two-night stand against the Cleveland Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers continue meetings following their season-ending loss to the 49ers. I asked Preston Smith what he told the younger players that they need to be thinking about next.
You know, we got to have a championship offseason. We got to focus on the things that we can improve on and come out there and make sure that our weaknesses are our strengths now and that we improve on the things we're good at.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. With that kind of warmth, it's bringing fog. Overnight, freezing fog is possible as temperatures drop to 31. And by tomorrow afternoon, a chance of freezing rain, which will flip to regular rain, rapidly melting our snow. Right now, 33 degrees.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What La Crosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Thank you.
and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board. And you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well that we will see. We're going to move on in just a little bit, but we were talking about Governor Evers' State of the State address tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on PBS Wisconsin or catch it on wisi.org if you want to watch it on the stream. And we were asking you what you would like to see the governor focus the next year on. Last year, 2023, was the year of mental health. What would you like to see 2024 be? Angie, was it from Monroe, Greg, had said, make it the year of listening to women.
Freedom for women.
Freedom for women.
Yes.
Texter from the 608 says, to jump off Greg's point, why not make 2024 the year of listening to everyday Wisconsinites? New maps in an election year, do what the voters are asking for. Medicaid expansion, restoring Roe versus Wade, fix the roads, allow for some child care options, etc. Yeah, how about listening to your constituents year?
We have ideas.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee has been patiently waiting on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. You know, guys, I work for healthcare, and my wish and what I really want to happen and what needs to be happened, that the healthcare regulations and rules and everything what has to be with the healthcare decisions have to start being done by healthcare providers, not administrators and politicians. They don't know primitive biology, and they making their rules and they making their laws on based of no knowledge, not even deep knowledge. Because if you saying that I cannot do abortion if my child is unfortunately dead inside me, it can happen at any point of a pregnancy. This is a sadism. This is a true sadism to your own people. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I appreciate that, Karina. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with you, and I can go back to, is it 4 or 5 years ago when we had a number of, again, specifically Republican lawmakers talking about rape, and there was one who said a woman's body can just shut it down. If you get pregnant after a rape, your body, a woman's body just rejects it, and you won't get pregnant after you're raped. I mean, Karina's not wrong in as far as some of these people lacking even basics of biology.
I mean, let's not forget, too, I was reminded today that former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker once said that if a woman was impregnated via essentially rape or incest, it'd be just a couple of weeks and then she'd be
fine.
It'd be a couple of weeks of just, you know, processing that. And then after that, it'll be fine.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, ladies. Your body's got it. Scott Walker told you so.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll just get over it.
Yeah. Why just stop being so emotional about it.
Yeah, I know. We do tend to get emotional when it comes to our own bodily autonomy and stuff like that. We're crazy that way. We're just crazy that way. All right, we're gonna move on for a different form of outrage. Let's talk about first of all, before we get to the Oscar nominations, I do want to recognize director Norman Jewison.
Yes,
who died at the age of 97. But he was a very, very acclaimed director. He did In the Heat of the Night, which was a groundbreaking film with Rod Steiger and, I believe, Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was groundbreaking.
Watch that movie.
It dealt with racism. Steiger was a white racist small town sheriff. Sidney Poitier was a black detective from Philadelphia. He did not win the Oscar for that, but he did win Oscars for Moonstruck, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And he also won for Fiddler on the Roof. And I thought it was so funny. He said, Yep, I won for Fiddler for directing Fiddler on the Roof, which I love that movie. He said, but I'm pretty sure they gave it to me because they thought I was Jewish because his last name is Jewison, and he's not Jewish.
You know, one of the things that I always will highly respect about Norman Jewison is that he had every intention of making a full biopic about Malcolm X before Spike Lee, and he had everything in line, and Spike Lee found out, and he went to Norman Jewison. He said, look, I need to make this movie. This is a story that can only be told from our point of view. I had, you know, and Norman Jewison said, you are absolutely right. You make the movie. And he did. And I feel like, you know, that was in the 90s. And that was an amazing, you know, humility saying, yes, you are right. You are correct. I feel like if something was even attempted to do that today, the internet would explode with all sorts of people being so offended, like why can't he tell a story and blah, blah, blah. But Norman Jewison stood back and said, you know what? You are right, sir.
You take it.
And you take it. So I love him. And I love Moonstruck. Snap out of it.
Yeah. Oh, one of the greatest. That is one of those movies, along with Fiddler on the Roof, that no matter when it's on, yeah, I will watch the entire thing.
You're thinking of Dancing right now, aren't you? Just...
Oh, God, I could probably do most of the lines. I just love that movie so very, very much. Norman Jewison, gone at the age of 97. You will be missed, and thank you for all of your work. Current Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Yes. Among the nominees for Best Picture, I haven't even heard of a bunch of these.
Okay.
American Fiction.
Oh, that one, I really want to see that. Jeffrey Wright can do no wrong, in my opinion. And Sterling K. Brown, the same movie. Yes, I'm going to see that movie very soon.
Okay, Anatomy of a Fall.
No idea.
The Zone of Interest.
Oh, wait, Anatomy of a Fall. I believe that's the one with Emma Stone that she just won a Golden Globe for.
No, that was Poor Things.
I think. You're right. Sorry, everybody.
That's nominated too. Poor Things is nominated. The Holdovers, which you have said, Greg, is wonderful.
Just top notch. Watch it.
Killers of the Flower Moon, mm-hmm, Past Lives, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest, Maestro, which I will confess, and the next time we have Matt Miller on from OmMilwaukee.com, I'll have to ask him about this. I was bored out of my mind by that movie.
You know, that was one of those, this is a movie that on paper you look at, Bradley Cooper spent years preparing for this.
Like 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, from learning how to conduct an orchestra to just the movements, the voice, getting to know the family, writing, directing, and people are like, okay. Like, no, I don't know anybody who's blown away by it. I mean, I do want to watch it. It looks interesting, but yeah, it's definitely not the box office or the critical darling that I think they were hoping it to be.
It's much less interesting than you think. I'm sorry, Bradley Cooper. I know you've spent a lot of time and everything, but I tried. I stuck with it for like 50 minutes, and after that, I was done. Yeah. And then, of course, Barbie, also among the Best Picture nominees. Among the nominees for Best Director, Jonathan Glazer, as you mentioned, The Zone of Interest. Mm-hmm. Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. Christopher Nolan from Oppenheimer. Yep. Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justin Triet, Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
You're okay with all of those?
I mean, I saw Oppenheimer. It was good. I have my thoughts on it.
It was long.
It was very long. Very, very long. Killers of the Flower Moon, also another, that's like almost 4 hours, and I need to like be in a place to watch that. You know, when it comes to the Oscars, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not the one who sees all the movies or have seen them all. I have the ones, if I've seen them, I'm hopeful for, you know, and I think one of the big, you know, we have our nominations for Best Actor and Best Actress, and Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Barbie, playing Ken, and what is her name?
Margot Robbie.
Thank you. Margot Robbie is not nominated for Best Actress for Barbie, and neither is Greta Gerwig for Best Director for Barbie. And there's a lot of questions there, if you ask me. I'm sorry, but I saw that movie. I was blown away in that movie within 5 minutes of watching it.
Oh, yes.
It is beautifully written. It's beautifully shot. Tongue firmly planted in cheek. And yet, I think Oppenheimer got 13 nominations. Because the two biggest movies this year in the theaters were Oppenheimer and Barbie.
I mean, oh, yes, by far.
And people were just going on about the script and going about the acting and the colors and everything. The people, all these actors, all these huge stars are in this movie, and it stands for something. And I think it got a total of 5 nominations. And
well, and the fact that Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for Best Director, that's really an insult.
I mean, what, like, here's the
That's really a slap.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
Doesn't it just kind of, but the fact that Ryan Gosling actually got nominated kind of plays into the whole pathos of the Barbie movie.
And
it
does. And that's what people are saying right now. They're saying that Greta Gerwig co-wrote and directed a film that was critically acclaimed. It made over $1 billion, and it had a great message. And who gets nominated? Ken.
That's a mouthful right there.
And I want
to. That says a lot right there.
And here's what I want to happen. First of all, I want Ryan Gosling to win, because I want Ryan Gosling to win everything, because he and I are best friends. He doesn't know that yet, but we are best friends.
I believe you.
He gives some of the most magnificent acceptance speeches, because he's always very heartfelt. He is very humble. And I, if you know, being that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were not nominated, if he wins, I want to know what he will say on stage about that in his way. I don't think he'll shake fists. I don't think he'll swear. He doesn't do that. But I think he'll have some pretty good words to say if he wins. And I'm really hoping that's the case.
Among the nominees for Best Actress for this year's Oscars, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is a wonderful thing, a Native American actress, yeah. And she's supposed to be just wonderful in that. Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall, Carrie Mulligan from Maestro, Emma Stone from Poor Things, and Annette Bening from Naiad, and then for Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Is it not just a lock for him? I mean, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction, and Coleman Domingo for Rustin. Again, some of those films.
Oh, Rustin.
I'm a bad person. I haven't heard of them.
Well, have you heard of, I don't know, a movie like called The Expendables 4? Or a movie called Ghosted? Or maybe a movie called Meg 2, The Trench?
I watched Meg 2, The Trench.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've fallen in your eyes. I can see it.
Johnny and Clyde, The Mother, Magic Mike's Last Dance. These are just some of the many movies nominated for the 2024 Razzberry Awards.
The Razzies.
The Razzies given out every year to what a group of individuals like to think are some of the worst actors, worst actresses, worst directors, and worst films. And man,
who are the acting nominees?
Oh, let's see here. Worst actor, Russell Crowe, The Pope's Exorcist. Vin Diesel, Fast X, or as my friend calls it, Your Seatbelts. Chris Evans, Ghosted. I like that movie. Jason Statham, Meg 2, The Trench. And John Voight, Mercy. Didn't even know he, I didn't know he was still alive.
Yes, he's alive.
And then worst actress, Ana de Armas, also Ghosted. Megan Fox, Johnny and Clyde, never heard of it. Salma Hayek's Magic Mike, The Last Dance. Jennifer Lopez, The Mother. Dame Helen Mirren for Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Youch.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what would be great? And Sandra Bullock did this, because Sandra Bullock won a Razzie once and she went and got it.
Yeah. Oh, the Razzies.
It was a brilliant thing.
Yeah. The Razzies have a.
I would love to see Helen Mirren picking up her Razzie.
I think she would. I absolutely think she would. And I think Chris Evans would as well. And I think Russell Crowe would do it and just get hammered at the ceremony. So
stay with us. We're going to talk weather when we return. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be here for Weather and Wine. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So glad you could join us today. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Slide C on the board and joining us on StreamYard, Civic Media meteorologist. It's time for Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are excellent. I chickened out this morning because I wanted to avoid the icy roads. And it doesn't seem like things have gotten too terribly bad. I do check this 511wi.gov map that has all of the accidents all over the state of Wisconsin. And there are still a few scattered here and there, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, West Bend, Milwaukee, Madison. But there's only like four or five as opposed to the 15 I was seeing around 7 o'clock this morning. So what are conditions like out there right now?
Yeah. So right now, temperature is sitting right at the freezing mark. We're kind of seeing, I'm going to try to explain this to you guys. I wish I had visuals, but warm air rises, right? Mm-hmm. So think of that. So when you have the warmer air, the 30s pushing into what we had before, it kind of slides up, right? So you kind of imagine the cold at the bottom, the warm air sliding up, and that's how the warm front pushes in. So as it does that, we're seeing mainly rain falling and then it's hitting the ground and freezing in certain spots. So if the roads are treated, you're fine. But down in Illinois, I was hearing problems of the rain coming down so fast that it was washing the salt off and allowing the ice to accumulate rapidly. So they got nearly a quarter of an inch into central Illinois. Here for us though, just some slick and slippery spots. Definitely the ramps, around
bridges, right?
Yes, they freeze fast earlier before all the other roads. So we're seeing now, though, a little bit of snow starting to mix in, a little bit of sleet as well into some spots. This is going to continue more or less as we go through the next few hours. It should wind down by 3 o'clock, but we could see a trace accumulate to potentially an inch into some areas. Obviously, if you're by the lake, way less chance for that. But don't be surprised if some sleet and snow accumulations start as we go through the rest of this afternoon.
Brittany, are we talking about the whole state or is this more a southeastern or southwestern part of Wisconsin?
Sure. So what I'm talking about right now is where if you're in a winter weather advisory, so that kind of extends from Prairie du Chien into Madison, Beaver Dam, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Janesville, those areas I'm talking about today. Up north, me, I'm in Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Eau Claire. We're going to get our ice tomorrow.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Just a day delayed.
You hate to miss out. You hate to miss out on it. The rest of Wisconsin is getting it. When are we going to get it?
We'll let you know how it is. It's great. It's slippery.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Please be careful walking around, especially like on your stairs, sidewalks.
Yeah.
Those are treated last.
And Jane, you said you chickened out. I feel like there's no greater proponent of staying home and staying safe in the weather than Brittany Merlot. You didn't chicken out. You're brave.
I elected to stay in the comfort of my own home rather than risk my life on an icy roadway. I disappoint myself. This is the first, I swear to God, you guys, in like 43 years, this is the first time due to weather I have not made it into work. But as I told Greg earlier this morning, my Subaru can get through snow, no problem. I have no issues driving in snow, driving through just about anything. But ice is an entirely different matter. Ice always wins, right?
It does. It's terrifying. I don't mess with the ice. I would have stayed home as well. Good call on that one.
Yeah. You know, you skid into one intersection once, and that's enough to go, yeah, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at further down the road? I know we had that one stretch of really cold weather. I know there are people who are hoping that that's going to be the last one. Is that really going to be the last one?
That cold potentially, but we're going to have some cold snaps. We're going to have another one around the corner. It's not near. We'll put it that way. We're going to go through foggy conditions by tonight and through tomorrow. Widespread fog as the snow starts to melt. Some flooding potential later on this week with nearly a quarter of inch of rain on top of everything. So this is just this week. By the weekend, we'll get to near 40 degrees.
Wow.
Yes. So still melting. I don't expect much snow to be left by early next week. And then we'll start to moderate our temperatures a little bit.
Well, then at least if it's going to be 40 this weekend, hopefully the snow will come down enough that I can start unplugging my Christmas lights outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to schlep through all that snow right now to unplug them. And one of the outlets is underneath this tree, which is still completely bent over from the snow and the cold. Oh. And it kind of froze like that. So... I don't know. I may just leave the. I might be that person. I might just be that person who leaves them up until like April because I can.
True. True.
Well, you're getting real American on us right now. Holy cow. I pay taxes. I leave my Christmas lights up whenever I want. That's right. I said Christmas.
It's America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can America. Do this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a little hope, at least. Going forward, it sounds like a slower melting.
Of all of us, Jane has hope. Of the four of us right now, Jane is the one with hope.
If you Someone's know me well it. Enough, you know how odd that is.
We just got a text from Andrew from Maine that says, Jane, just relabel them as Valentine's lights.
There you go. And it's my Valentine's snowflake.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm going with. That's what it is. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much, Brittany Merlot. We always love having you on the show. Greg lights up every time he hears you use alliteration in your weather forecasts.
Woohoo! Right.
Very
Thank
happy.
You.
I love writing.
Don't go away. News is coming up next, followed by the one, the only, the great Todd Alba program from noon until 2. So keep it right here. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're holding the third. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away. A fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell.
Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State Address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.